Well, today we have one of the most beautiful feast days of our Blessed Mother, and that is the visitation of Our Lady to her cousin, Saint Elizabeth. What a wonderful mystery this is. We meditate upon this every time we pray our joyful mysteries of the Rosary, that second joyful mystery in which we pray for true charity, like our Blessed Mother, who immediately got up after the angel told her that her elderly barren cousin, St. Elizabeth, who was miraculously with child, Our Lady immediately went in haste to take care of her, to visit her. So we see Our Lady as such a great model and example of charity and service, and the fact that she was bringing Jesus to her cousin, Elizabeth, and her unborn child, John the Baptist. We see great humility, because here is the Mother of God, who could have sat there and said, "I'm not going anywhere, I'm the Mother of God." But she didn't do that. She was so humble. And I said, "I'm going to go take care of my elderly cousin." So we see evangelization, which is bringing Jesus to others. Isn't that what evangelization is? It's spreading the good news. And so she brought Jesus to her cousin Elizabeth. And in the midst of this, we have the sanctification of John the Baptist, where John the Baptist leaps in his mother's womb. We have the greatest pro-life, event in the whole New Testament, because you have these two mothers meet, these two unborn children meet. So again, it's such a wonderful mystery that we meditate upon today. It says this occurred immediately after Our Lady said yes to the angel Gabriel. And that word yes in Latin is fiat. So Mary gave her fiat to the angel. Remember, fiats were also the name of a car. I don't know if they still make fiats anymore. But there is a little story that says, well, why did Mary have to walk to the visitation? Because she had given her fiat to the angel. Okay? It is pretty early for that, obviously. But actually, there's only two cars mentioned in the Bible, as you know. The fiat, and then in the Acts of the Apostles, it says the apostles were all in one accord. So those are the only two cars in sacred scripture. But when we look at some of the beautiful details here, Our Lady had said yes to the angel. It was found that Elizabeth was expecting. It says Mary went with haste. She did not delay. So after she conceived Christ in her womb, the Son of God, she immediately went to visit to the hill country. If you go to the Holy Land today, they'll take you to a town called An Karim, which is in the hill country. It's where Elizabeth was living at the time. And if you go there, it's very beautiful because they have the Magnificat written in about maybe 50 or 100 different languages. And this is where Our Lady sang her first Magnificat and gave that great hymn that we just heard about this morning. So she entered this house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And Mary's voice brings blessing. Mary's voice brings grace. Because Elizabeth said that as soon as she heard Mary's voice, Mary's greeting, maybe she said her name, immediately John the Baptist, the unborn child, who was 6 months developed in Elizabeth's womb, also, of course, has hearing even at this time, because the children obviously can know the voice of their mother and father, because the wall of the tummy is not that thick, so the child can hear. John the Baptist heard Mary's voice as well, and he leaps for joy. He cannot speak, but he can dance. And he did a little Yiddish jig, they say. He just leapt for joy. He did the dance like John, like King David had done when the Ark of the Covenant had come into his presence. Now the new Ark of the Covenant comes into their presence. And just like David, centuries before, John leaps for joy. He cannot speak, but the unborn child can feel pain, or the unborn child can feel joy. And many of the scientists today, when they've done studies, know that the aborted child, for example, feels pain during the abortion, just like the unborn child, John, felt joy. He felt gladness and he leapt for joy in his mother's womb. And he was sanctified, he was cleansed of original sin at this moment. So we see Our Lady as the mediatrix of grace, the channel of grace, bringing Jesus. Jesus was only maybe 6 days in Mary's womb, and John the Baptist was 6 months in Elizabeth's womb. So you have the meeting of the two mothers, the two unborn children, and John leaps for joy. So this unborn child experiences sanctification. According to the teachings of the church, he is cleansed of original sin. He is baptized in the womb and cleansed, and original sin is washed away. So John was conceived with original sin, but he was not born with original sin. He was cleansed at 6 months in his mother's womb. And he was filled with the Holy Spirit, as was Elizabeth. And Elizabeth proclaims the message that the angel Gabriel had said to Mary, "Blessed are you among women." But then she adds, "And blessed is the fruit of your womb." That the fruit of the womb is blessed, it is sacred, it is holy. It is such a gift. So blessed is the fruit of your womb, she says. And then she calls Mary the Mother of God. And why is this? "Granted to me that the Mother of my Lord," in Hebrew it's the Mother of God, "should come to me. For behold, at the moment your voice greeting reached my ears, the babe leapt for joy in my womb. And blessed is she who believed." Mary is the woman of faith. "Blessed is she who believed what was spoken to her from the Lord." Elizabeth was thinking, unlike my dumb and deaf husband over here, Zachariah, who did not believe, who's still sitting there, unable to speak or hear, because he did not have the faith. Mary, you're the example of faith, not this guy over here. And so she said, "You are the woman of faith. Blessed are you who believed what was spoken to the Lord would be fulfilled." And then Mary sang this most beautiful prayer, the Magnificat, in which she calls God her Savior because God had preserved her from original sin and made her the Immaculate Conception and inoculated and vaccinated her from being contaminated by original sin. That's why she could call God her Savior, because God preserved her from being tainted by original sin. And Mary sings about the beauty of humility, how all generations will call her blessed, and how God raises up the lowly, casts down the proud, and then will always be faithful to his promise to Abraham. And it says Mary remained for 3 months at the home of Elizabeth, just as the Ark of the Covenant had remained in the home of Obadiah for 3 months as well. So here was Mary, the Ark of the New Covenant, carrying the New Covenant herself, Jesus, within her womb, and staying with Elizabeth to take care of her for those 3 months.